Tom Langan starts his day around 6 in the morning on the shoulder of a two-lane road in northern New York State. He walks along and counts roadkill.
We like to get out early before the traffic gets bad, but also before the crows and other animals have drug everything away.
When he finds a dead snapping turtle, he nudges it off the road and bends down to study it.
So this is a female, pretty mangled. Unfortunately, can't see any of the banding on her shell.
Each morning he'll find two or three like this. Langdon's a biology professor at Clarkson University. He specializes in animal behavior. He's trying to figure out whether a few smushed turtles a day is a little problem or a big one for the species as a whole. His hypothesis is that it is a big problem. Turtles can live more than 60 years, and they have a higher reproduction rate the older they get.
So the old individuals are very important, and the older they are, it seems the more important they are.
Turtles like to live in marshes or ponds, but they like to lay their eggs in drier places. In what Langan describes as a cruel twist of ecological fate, road berms are perfect. They're dry, sandy, and often close to marshes.
The turtles have evolved over millions of years certain cues on what makes a good nesting site. And it, by chance, the roads that we've built in the last 50, 75 years have some of those features that match that. So they're tricked into going to those places.
To figure out how many turtles are tricked into playing chicken with cars, Langan and his research assistants catch turtles in nets. They inject them with a tag that identifies each individual, so when they find a dead one, they know who it is. They also want to know how far the turtles range, so they attach tiny radio transmitters to the turtles' shells and track their movements. That job falls to research assistant Molly Wright.
We're going to be going after a snapping turtle. It's a snapping turtle we found in the swamp by the Grass River.
It's known only as Turtle Number 6. Wright slogs waist-deep through a marsh just off the highway. She slings a radio receiver over her shoulder and holds an antenna like the one you'd put atop your house.
Yeah, that's the noise that the radio telemetry antenna device makes when for the turtle. So it's a pretty distinctive sound. It's straight in front of us somewhere, the turtle is.
We trudge slowly past green lily pads into the middle of the marsh. We clutch long grasses to keep our footing among the muck and submerged logs. Wright sweeps the antenna left and right. She looks like a radio Statue of Liberty.
People see us pretty regularly on, like, their drives to and from work, and people bicycle. And, like, there's one man who pulled over, and he's like, "What's up with that girl who wears the antenna on her head?" You see that moving right there?
Uh-huh.
That's the turtle. It's moving in the lilies. Right there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's him right there.
Turtle number 6.
Yep, turtle number 6 has been found. So.
Wright jots down the GPS coordinates, water temperature, and other observations in a notebook. She notices we're only several feet from the road. Of the 15 turtles she's tracking, about a third have crossed.
I can't make any conclusions from it right now because, like, I haven't done the stats yet, but you see a lot of dead turtles on the road.
The team of researchers will compile data over the next 3 years. They hope to get a sense of how many turtles live in the area and what percentage of them get run over. Lead scientist Tom Langan says, ironically, some of these turtles are older than the roads they're getting killed on.
It would be a terrible tragedy that we start removing these animals from our environment and then over a brief period of 50 years because of our traffic activities. I'd like to see those populations preserved and maintained in good numbers. Mm-hmm. My daughter likes to see them, and I want her to be able to see them as well.
Langan says his research could give road engineers a mandate to design fences, baffles, and passageways that could keep turtles and other animals out of harm's way. He cautions drivers to be careful near wetlands. And if they see a dead turtle, odds are more turtles are trying to cross the road nearby. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.